MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 13, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and today's headlines: Andover teachers on strike, Veterans Day commemorations, MIAA Final Four week.
I'm Bill Newell, and in high school sports, we're down to the Final Four in many different sports. Rick?
All right, thank you, Bill. Mostly sunny, low to mid-40s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:44 a.m. and 11:18 p.m. Teachers in Andover are on strike, and school has been canceled for a second day. One sticking point on the bargaining talks is wages for teachers and aides, although there are reports that some progress was made to resolve other issues in the talks. Salem hosted a Veterans Day event Saturday at the high school. The city gave out wartime service medals to eligible Salem veterans. The Salem News reports that speakers included Mayor Dominic Pangelo, Senator Joan Lovely, and State Representative Manny Cruz. The city of Lynn honored veterans on Saturday with a breakfast at City Hall. Lynn Director of Veterans Affairs Mike Sweeney was among the speakers at the ceremony. Congressman Seth Moulton's Veterans Town Hall in Marblehead was held on Friday, and local veterans shared their stories from their military service. Saturday was, of course, Veterans Day, and Cape Ann Veterans Services Director V. Chipperini wants all former service members to know how easy it is to access the Veterans Center in Gloucester.
We are all very, very proud of what you have done and what you have accomplished, as well as your families. You know, I have a very different perspective in service. I am that veteran, but I am also the spouse of that veteran, so I understand the two different roles that the veteran as well as the families that are left home play, and we all serve together, and we are here to support you. And how to access us or how to connect with us, you know, we are located at 12 Emerson Ave. Please feel free to pop on by at any time, myself or, again, my assistant, Brian. We are here to help you. We are here to advocate for whatever resources you may be in need of. And if you just want to just pop your head in and you're curious and you don't know what the process would be like or what sort of benefits the VA or the state or the local area has to offer you as a veteran, come on by. We're here to help you. You're not taking resources from anyone. They are here for you to take advantage of. And again, you know, we're located at 12 Emerson Ave. I can leave my phone number. The office here is 978-325-5730. We also have a very huge social media presence. We have a Facebook page. It's Cape Ann Veteran Services. And we also have a Veterans Coffee Socials here every single Friday that is growing and growing in population. We have about 40 to 60 individuals who come in every single week, and they come from everywhere. We have veterans that come from Lynn, Swampscott, Nashua. I mean, we have veterans that come from everywhere just to come hang out with, you know, other veterans within the community and share stories and share resources. So if you're just curious and want to know what is out there, we are here for you.
Following up on political news from last week, in the Lynn election, Sean Reed ran for the school committee and topped the ticket. One area he hopes to be able to improve is maximizing the impact of Lynn Tech in the community and for the school to be able to serve more students in the future.
We are so lucky to have our own technical school as a city, because you mentioned a lot of these regionals. One of the first things I did when I ran is I visited Essex Tech, a Lynn resident, Bonnie Carr, actually runs their night program, and I really want to see what it was about. And I was just floored by it, and it just, we could definitely use something like that in Lynn, obviously. And like I said, I not just for our own students, because we know the overcrowding of the day, but these are adult programs as well. People who, you know, maybe they want a career change, or they never really, you know, found the right career for them. It's such a good opportunity, and there's such a need for it on the employment side. You know, we all know there's a shortage of electricians, plumbers. It's just a win-win for everyone, and there is state funding for it, and I know Mayor Nicholson is very interested in it as well. So it's really going to be one of my top initiatives to expand our trades, both the infrastructure and the programs themselves.
New Lynn School Committee member Sean Reed. In other political news, Beverly voters approved the move from a 2-year term for mayor to a 4-year term in last Tuesday's election. The other two ballot questions were also approved. One question adds two more seats to the school committee. Also, City Councilor at Large Julie Flowers will continue as City Council President, as she was the top vote getter in the City Councilor at Large race. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Patriots lost to the Colts in Germany yesterday, 10-6. It's a bye week this week now for the Pats. Coach Bill Belichick in Germany.
And obviously a disappointing game. Similar theme that we've had other games this year, just too many missed opportunities. And in all three phases of the game. So just got to, you know, play better situational football and do a better job taking advantage of the opportunities that we have.
The Celtics will host the Knicks tonight. The Bruins will play Buffalo tomorrow night. NCAA Division III playoff football, Endicott to host Cortland in the first round of the playoffs this Saturday at noon. North Shore football team still alive in the MIAA playoffs down to the Final Four. They include St. John's Prep, Danvers, Salem, and Amesbury. The Masconomic girls soccer team is in the Final Four and will play Notre Dame tomorrow night at Manning Field. And in D4 volleyball, two-time state champs Ipswich are now in the Final Four as well this year, having beaten Hamilton Wenham on Friday afternoon. This is Coach Stacey Lawrence, Ipswich Volleyball.
Hamilton Wenham played the best game that we've seen them play all year. They weren't letting anything touch the floor, and they wanted it really, really bad, and they gave us their best. We started to play safe in the first couple of sets for sure, and that definitely limited us going through, coming back in the last two points of the first set and then not able to quite close it out in the second. But our kids were able to rally and remember that we gotta, in order to win close games like that, you got to stay aggressive and swing strong and serve strong.
The score on Friday saw the Tigers win it 3-1 over a supercharged Hamilton Wenham team.
You have to know the kids and know what works and where that they're still playing their best, and it's okay if they drop a set, right? It was a close game, 22 points, the minimum you have to win by, right? And so reminding them of their confidence, and it's okay. Hamilton Wenham played a great, great game, and we didn't necessarily do anything majorly wrong. We just weren't staying aggressive enough.
Hamilton Wenham volleyball coach Stacey Lawrence. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here today on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.